You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Jay Reason, co-host of the Diablo's Den podcast. I just wanted to do a quick intro before this episode and say thank you to everybody who has bared with us for the small gap between episodes. As you know, Ezak has been super busy with his tour and a bunch of other stuff, and we've been rocking it over here at the shop. So I just want to apologize. We're going to try to get back on a normal schedule. As you're hearing this, about 2.5 weeks ago, Danny and I got together into the shop and we did just a quick hangout session, and that's what you're going to hear. The audio is a little rough. I did my best to kind of clean it up, so I apologize in advance, but we'll be back on a regular schedule soon. So this is just kind of a treat, kind of talk about all the antics Danny had on his recent tour with Sick of It All and his Scarhead tour, and I talk a little bit about how I'm doing some new music for the first time in 10 years, which I'm really excited about that. So once again, everybody, just want to thank you for supporting the podcast. Keep on subscribing, listening. It means a lot to us, and we will catch you soon with another episode. Peace.
Welcome to the Diablo's Den. I'm your co-host, Jay Reason, and I'm here with the one and only Danny Diablo. Morty Danny. So I gotta say, the first thing, that it's fucking awesome to be recording in person, because we have not been able to do that. I think the last time it was in the shop here, but it was with Stigma, which was an awesome episode. So if you haven't checked that one out, go back and watch it. But happy to be doing this one in studio, in person, especially because we haven't done one in so long.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's been a really long time. Shout out to everybody who checked out the last episode with Louis. This shit has been sick.
Louis Lombardi. Shout out to Louis Lombardi.
Yeah, shout out to Louis. He's got his pizza shit going on, so check that out. But for everybody, we're sorry for the delay. Everybody knows Ezak has been on tour. He's been killing it. We're going to hear all about it. Also, just quickly want to plug a few things that we've both been doing.
We got tribute.
Yeah, I'm getting there. So I'm just I want to first introduce our guest for the evening. Is one and only Dimmy.
Always,
still
that grease. Always,
still suit fame. Scarhead.
Dimmy.
So Dimmy's gonna join us today for this episode, because we're gonna do a kind of like a recap of the past few months, especially because, like I said, we've been a little bit MIA, but it's just because we've been super busy. Ezak's had a bunch of shows, been crushing it, which we're gonna hear about. I'm going to quickly plug that I got, shout out to Hoya Rock.
Shout out to Hoya.
I got to do the Smoking
Life for Clothing.
Shout out to Life for, I got to do his podcast too, which I had always wanted to do. So check that out. There'll be a link. I got to talk a lot about a bunch of stuff, but most importantly, dude, I announced that I am recording my first new music in over 10 years. So I've got a single that I'm going to be releasing.
A new
project that I'm working on. So it's going to be coming out before the year. So this is cool. I've been working with Greg Thomas from Silver Bullet Studios. It's a very interesting thing. I think anybody who has followed anything musically I've done, it seems like a natural progression from that.
So wait, this is post-hardcore?
You know how I roll. So there's a little bit of everything in there. There's a little bit of everything in there. So just shout out to that. So I'm going to have a new single before the end of the year. I'm very excited. Cool. So I want to jump into everything, dude, because there's so much shit going on. Usually you guys know the drill. We'll go through and we talk a little bit about that. But I want to change it all up tonight, because I just want to talk about everything that's happening, has happened.
All right,
so last time we were checking in, you were just about to go on tour.
Yes.
And that was the first, that was your tour with Scarhead.
Scarhead.
All right. So.
What do you want to hear about?
Man, I don't even know. Where do we start with that first?
First was Scarhead.
Go ahead.
Me, Demi, Joe Fado.
Yep.
Oh, but we had the two guys from Concrete Dream, who are now full-time members.
Awesome.
So we got JFK, which are from Concrete Dream, and now they play Scarhead.
Yep.
So they play two sets a day. So they play with Concrete Dream, which I manage, and he would pay us. I would pay him $100 in the AC.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's more than I ever made on tour. So far. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the dude who's done some
shit. Well, think about it. And that's the first tour ever. I brought all over the United States.
That's sick. Yeah. And those shows look.
And if you're going to go do the first tour with me.
Yeah, that's a good. There's no better. I would say that's like, there's no better training ground to go into a tour is with that.
Not only that, they did it in a car, right? It's a van.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because, again, I've heard a few pieces of the tour. So I'm going to start from the beginning. Tell me a little bit first about where does that tour go? So it's full U.S., right? And this
Texas, we played.
And this is Scarhead, right? With Concrete. And this is a long tour, right? Because you were gone for...
King Relic, Toy Slippers.
Yeah. You guys were gone for a minute because it was a long... That was a long tour.
DRP. And of course, my family. So it was Donnie, the DRP. It was Tony Slippers, which is one of my... Concrete Dream, my artist, and King Relic, who's on 4th/5 Records with the DRP. So 4th/5 Records is the DRP who owns 4th/5 Records is the one who manages me. So we have a 4th/5 Records as a van, so I use the van, and whenever I go on tour, and I bring my manager to sell my merch and be my tour manager. Right?
So no, and it works out good.
And he drives it. Yeah, but it worked out so cool. It got a little crazy because we're all from different worlds.
And it's a lot of personalities too, right?
Like Joe Fado's DJ.
No, so let me ask you.
Joe Fado has
to be Joe Fado.
Shout out to Joe Fado. Live on the barbecue. I want to say this about Joe Fado.
Queens all day.
Queens, I love you, Joe Fado, my brother. But you are the biggest asshole on the road.
Well, I was going
to
ask.
Hands down. Worst anyone I've been the last since 1995. I've been touring the world consecutively. You are the worst.
So I wanted to ask because anybody who's listened to our show and is familiar with Joe Fado touring with you knows how hard it is, I guess, for him, you know? Yeah. Any improvements since
then? He improved.
He's better.
Yeah, he's great. I love him.
How much of an asshole was he?
Because he was not used to touring like that at all, right? Like he had never.
Fado is just a dirty Puerto Rican, so he just goes in. If he can fucking get you and fuck you up, like mentally, he'll do it.
Plays mental gymnastics,
almost like a rock, like a Roger, right? Because I always hear Roger.
They're very similar. Very similar. Both evil. They're both white Latinos. They're very evil. One has green eyes, one has blue eyes.
So first show starts where? Do you remember?
Jersey.
And how was the vibe?
Oh, fucking amazing. It was crazy, yo.
Yeah. So everybody's excited, right?
We played a place smaller than this, and there was no PA. Right? Yo, we killed it. It was like a Tuesday. It sold out.
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah. It was great.
At pizza place.
Great way to start the tour.
Yeah. So now, shout to Gutter.
Where did things start kind of falling apart, going crazy, I guess?
We have 50 passer, man. We can't do this. I'm like, no, bro. I've been starting the beginning of the trenches. We had fucking 12 people in the pit bull.
Yeah.
Who cares? We'll do it. If you really want to be on the road, we'll make it happen. I hate when people are like, I can't do this. I can't. I'm like, no, we're going to do it. I'll find a way and I do it. That's why everything I do, I succeed.
You don't let those little things get in the way of what you're trying to accomplish.
If you want to tour me and your wife's going to leave you, I don't give a fuck.
Then don't go.
You should be out. So if you learn everything, so everyone can be the greatest guitar player, greatest singer in the world, great thing that wants to leave the house. Like, oh my God, mommy, I need to go home. I need my pillow. I can't sleep. You know what I mean? Little bitch. Right? I know, man, niggas will do that. They wig out somewhere in Europe and fly home.
Fly home, yeah, that's
and it happens all the time. So that's part of being a musician, touring, right? So,
well, and I think too, it's like, right, like coming from our world, we're so used to starting from like, I'm going to speak for just the three of us, because I know that when we want to go do something, like to your point, we would go get a van with no chairs. You just go because you're trying to get to the next show. So it is. I feel you on that, where it's like there's so many people where they let this comfort factor be like, well, I can't drive an hour. And I'm like, bro, we used to drive 6 hours with no plates, no insurance.
Jamie Johnson drove me and we drove the van and I was doing fucking coke in the back. We were doing U-Haul. Bro, we didn't listen. And this is like hate breed jarhead. You know what I mean? Imagine the people on the road I had.
Oh my God.
Scammed us, right? I had skin scammed us, rats. Who else?
Luckily there was no cameras and cell phones around back then.
Oh my God.
So in your opinion, where do you, to me, let me ask you, where does the start falling apart? Because I know, how much can we talk about?
Wait, we're talking about
Concrete Dream?
Just the incident.
The bass player is now playing with Scarhead. Yeah,
but there's a couple videos online. All right,
while
we were on tour.
Yeah, this is what happened. I'm gonna tell the story.
I'm just trying to
do the last.
I'm gonna tell the story right here about the.
And we're not. This is nothing.
Murder was the case. We're gonna call this murder was the case.
So I'm just saying. So let me rephrase what I'm asking. Right.
Yes, it'll happen. So check this out.
I had heard that there's a couple of videos going on YouTube.
Yes.
And then Jeremiah. Yeah, where's Jeremiah? Shout out Jeremiah.
Shout out Jeremiah.
So there's a couple videos on
Jeremiah,
right?
Hold on a second. I'll get Jeremiah in here.
I don't know if you, how would we?
I could get Jeremiah live.
So let's just jump in for a second. So there's a couple of videos online, not directed obviously at
Jeremiah was fighting the DRB.
Well, all right, so hold on. Let me get a couple.
Shout out to all my fans in Texas. Texas was great, played all over Texas.
Yeah. Let's get a little context though for a second. So there's a couple videos online, you know, where it looks like the tour is kind of, there's some shit going down, right? I want to know from fill us in on those gaps so pretend I don't know you guys and I just see these videos online.
All right, so present
this to me.
Because people don't understand what I do on tour. First of all, I'm doing the merchandise. I sit there, we're doing the merch. I'm like, where the fuck is Donnie? Donnie's my manager and also tour manager, driver. So all of a sudden, I walk out there, I see Jeremiah Mayhem fighting with Donnie. They're ready to fight, talking mad shit to each other. Mad shit going to each other. It was a white Latino calling a white boy from Milwaukee, white boy. It was great. I loved it, bro. They were going hard. We see a thing. So it was almost four. They wanted to fight, but I came and I stopped it. Me. Everyone thinks I'm the one.
No, we see it in the video.
I'm the one fighting on here. I'm the peacemaker. I even saved the seagull, that's what.
We want to talk about that too.
Save the seagull.
But let's concentrate first on what the viewers want.
There was four, right? But there's almost a metal. It came out.
But nothing happened.
Oh shit! Fucking shit.
It was an argument.
All right. So now
I pushed him up my yell metal. So then, the Stay Metal Ray was a guitar player. He's an army vet. He taped that, right? The rest of the taped the thing.
Well, so that's the thing.
Jeremiah kind of got mad that he taped that, and of course you sent me something. I'm gonna post it. That's what I do. I love that shit. I love when people beat me. I am the puppet master. So I was like, Jeremiah, fuck that. I was like, yo, give me the thing. So I posted it. I didn't tell him. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Whatever. Jeremiah, which I hear.
Shout out.
We all get it. Jeremiah was a little butthurt, but he was like, yo, man.
I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot. Like I said, I'm just from an outsider watching the videos. I just want to frame it into context. Because again, if somebody on our side isn't being portrayed the right way,
I want to make sure that's why I want to set the record straight. When I beef with someone, they're like, yo, go fuck you, nigga, like, blah, 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 fucking mom, kill you, nigga. That's what I say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, kill you,
not
guy.
Literally get, well.
I'm gonna fuck you,
well.
Well,
and that's what I'm, and I guess that's what
well,
I'm.
Well, I'll be honest, when well, I was right, younger, yeah, when yeah, I was
yeah.
younger.
A normal, yeah.
When I was younger, right? You know? So, you know, they'd be like, you know.
So
basically, the kid, we have five shows. So we pay five more shows. They're in a car like this. So, he goes, oh, the guy was your Jeremiah goes, oh, cool.
He was going to hurt him or something.
Yeah, right. Play around. You know, 26
yeah. Like, I'm saying, like, we
would.
Like,
I'm your car, you're here. He goes, look, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I had a knife, but I was going to kill you.
I don't literally.
He recorded that, like, playing talk shit to each other. Recorded it.
And then put it up.
And said that he was scared. Yo, if you're scared, don't kill you. Won't do it. You won't do five shows in a row, then be scared. You know? Oh, shit,
no. No, yeah, like I totally get that, and that's why I wanted to set
up. He's not in the band.
Yeah,
so like, he's not in the.
No, Sam Metal Ray, basically, he's a YouTube kid. He's a YouTube kid, so the YouTube kid, the kids, they need
test equipment.
No,
he reviews equipment.
Well, and so that's what I was. So again, I was trying to just
gather
like.
He needs hits. So he made a whole power thing that Jeremiah was gonna kill him.
And guys, that's why on Diablos and we're trying to set the record straight a little bit on this, you know, and just like you know, and understand.
No bass player.
Okay. So let me ask Jimmy, right? As an outsider,
everyone, I would say this right now. Stan Metal Ray was a nice guy to me, very talented guy. He's a vet, but think that he, I'm cool for him, he was cool, but it was not a good move what he did. That's not.
Took it that length.
No one
took
it.
Well,
Because Jeremiah is a good kid.
He might
be a little fucked up sometimes in there, but all singers and bands are like that. It's not a fucking, he just put a gun to the head or something. It's the same ratio. I've never done that. To me, to be a veteran, and all this like stuff, and you do something like that, that's like,
and like you were saying too, it's
like, it's like snitching for no reason.
Well, and then too,
that's like basically you being a bitch. I'm sorry,
or it's like just to make content, you know, it's kind of
that's a bitch ass shit. That's a bitch ass nigga shit.
I'm saying,
and that's rare, and whatever, but. You know, it broke up a whole band for nothing.
What I'm saying is unfortunate.
I'm saying, but that turmoil. Sorry.
I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that we kind of got to set the record straight. Because to me, I feel like, you know, and it is what it is. Like, we talk how we talk.
No, it sucks.
I understand what you're saying. Is like,
yeah, but they left over it. You heard them. It's like a divorce, bro.
Bands are like girlfriends.
Well, when you've got so much invested too, right, into an album, into a band, a career, all these things, it makes it very difficult, you know. Sure. And so again, dude, as a fan of the band, and then again, too, to just see my brothers working on this project and watch it fall apart when I've seen how much they've invested into it, I want to set. That's why I figured, you know, I want to set the record straight a little bit.
Thank you for doing it.
And just so, because again, dude, shout out to the other Donnie. You know, who manages Concrete Dream with you because...
No, he's not.
Well, but I'm saying he had put so much into this project.
But Donnie was out. Shout out to Don Gabriel. E-Train Records, but Don Gabriel left me in the fucking dust in the mud.
Damn.
He gave me like $120 that you're on your own, son.
Damn.
I love you, Donnie.
Damn.
But so Donnie bounced on these niggas so hard.
So let me ask. So that obviously now changes like the vibe of the tour, right?
Well, this was towards the end of the tour. So
how many shows we had left?
We had like three. I think we only had like.
And you're far away, right? You're not on.
He waited until we got like back on the coast.
It's Pittsburgh.
So
Pittsburgh.
We'll get Pittsburgh.
Right?
No,
where was it?
We were like Carolina. I think we were in Tennessee.
Wherever happened. Right now, everyone, Stan Metal Ray. Basically, should have never done any of that stuff. Should never post it. If you're in a band, don't do that.
Yeah, like that's the one thing I'll say is like, and again, dude, we've all been in bands.
And
you know, there's obviously been shit that's happened in my bands, and the last thing I'm gonna do is bring it in up to kind of like a whole world thing. Because one thing is you can't take it back, right? So anything that's already out there now, you've already tainted again all the way.
Yeah, but what really bothered me the most is that homeboy called the cops. In Texas, and made a statement.
That's
good. Cops called everyone. I was like, "That ain't no home."
Well, and I mean,
that ain't no nothing. Live here.
TMC. So I didn't know about that. That's crazy.
There you go. So
it was crazy.
Stay Metal Ray pulled a bitch ass nigga move. That's
typical Scarhead though, Jimmy.
But
said,
our shows were great. Scarhead shows were great.
Yeah, it seemed
like this person was off the hook. Shout out to Paul Christie. That shit was off the hook.
That's show.
Body blow, baby, yeah.
So now what's the next? So now we're gonna jump into what your other half, but I don't want to stay on Scarhead trip a little bit.
Two different stories.
Yeah. Completely. So let's jump into, so that tour ends, right?
Yeah, we were headlining that tour, so it's a totally different vibe.
We're
going on like 12, 1.
Yo, we're headlining. Texas. We'll tell you about Texas. Thank you, Texas. Nice.
Shout out Texas.
All 12 Texas. It was so cool for us. We actually went down.
Taco Shop.
Amazing. Great.
Good shit.
That's what
I'm saying.
Let's
go.
Scarhead was great.
So then you get home.
Wait. Can we tell you what happened?
Yeah. Of course.
That first.
Well, I wanted to get that. Yeah,
we had 3 days off in Vegas too.
Oh my god,
it's an anomaly. You don't get that.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Well, first of all, you don't get Vegas.
First of all, degenerate gambler. He made money for it. Maybe show it out.
That's awesome.
Jimmy is a degenerate gambler. So Vegas,
if you make money, it's not degenerate.
It's a business.
Well, Jimmy is always winning, so I'm always like, yeah, Jimmy.
You're like, yo, turn this into something.
So yeah, I do that. I'll be in the thing. I grab my cocaine, be myself. I'll be like, yeah. How much do you want to make my money?
Yeah,
here you go. It feels good. We do coke all night.
It was all free.
Wait, no, here's $200. Oh, dang, yeah.
Salute, Vegas.
You get back what you put in, you know?
Yeah. You got chips on it. We'll be back.
So tell me more about the tour. You were saying you wanted to say something else about that Scarhead tour in the beginning.
Joe Fado
was great.
Hey, we had
he spent a lot of money at rest stops.
Yeah, we were.
Bought a lot of knives.
I bought knives.
Is that his thing?
No, it was
all me. I bought 12 knives.
Shout out to Bucky's too.
Bucky's is what's up, man.
Bucky's, oh my god. But it was.
It's a scene in an hour.
How we did it, I would have these guys open up the Scarhead. So it would be Concrete Dream.
DRP.
The DRP, King Tony Relic, Simmons. And Tony Simmons was going for us. Yeah.
And Fatal did sometimes with DJ sets.
DJ. Amazing. But Tony Slippers killed a tree. Remember, Tony Slippers never been on tour, so never been out of fucking Long Island.
I heard you mention a bunch because he ended up on the second, on the, where you've been on the other half. Ground you were saying he was almost merch. Like tour managing, not tour managing, but you were saying you were like assistant to Stigma or something, right?
Great.
Everyone loves Tony. Shout out to Tony Slippers. He's also a master barber.
That's awesome.
He's also a master barber, so he does
that. Really nice
with Blade. So then, okay, so that tour ends.
Wait, was that a lot of shit happened?
Go ahead, all right. Let's go ahead.
Let's talk about me that we didn't know. We go to the Texas border.
Oh, yeah, we're back in Scarhead. Oh, my God.
All right, tell me.
So Texas, there's no, you can record with anything we can go to jail. So there's an agricultural stop, which is basically a, homeland security, so they come out and they're like, we're all bugging because in the van we have cocaine and a gun. So we're like, yo, and they were like this. I was like, wait a minute, we're going to jail, nigga. You know, they were like,
brought a canine out too.
The dog.
A few of us gave each other that look like it's over.
You know what I mean?
Thinking about the prison we're going to. You know what I mean?
We're not going home.
The canine, every time Slippers spits or smokes once every day in a bag. So the canine smelled it fucking out.
The dog
bugged
out.
And the dog, he was so mad.
I never seen anything like it.
So was that purposely to fuck the dog? Like he knows that fucks the dog?
The dog bugged out.
He got mad at the dog and he pulled the toy out and started to reset the dog. He almost got him recalibrated. He knew that the dog fucked up.
They had shit on them. And we're like, whose pipe is it?
I found
glass pipes. Brand new. Because you're lucky. I was like, well, you bothered me with pipes? I was like, yo, I'm sorry. And we walked away. And the truck, we had to sit on us. By the way, we have this. And he's like, what?
Donnie didn't know?
No.
Oh my God. So was he bugging?
No, we didn't tell you that at all.
Shout out to DRB.
DRB.
Yeah, DRB. You
lived two different
lives.
You went on two different tours.
Well, and that's crazy for him. So, because like, I don't know DRP from before him working. Yeah. Was he on the road guy touring and stuff or not really?
I met the DRP. He was touring when I was doing Danny Gabel stuff. When I first started touring with Danny Gabel. I happened up by myself. He would do like all the juggalos and all the fucking.
Oh, no, yeah, shit. Juggalos. All right. Yeah, that's cool.
The horrorcore guys. And that's how I got into that whole scene.
That's sick.
Suburban Noise. And I would tour. He would book tours and he rapped too. He rapped. He's a DRP. He's dope. But he used to be in a band. What's the band? He was Prime 55.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Right. Okay.
Primer 55.
Primer 55. Right.
Sore. Sore. He's good.
Damn, that's a fucking ugly name. Sore. So I fucking love the story about the dog bugging out because I had heard you mention that on Hoyas. I'm glad you mentioned it here because I wanted to talk about it because I wasn't
had a
sure
with animals on that tour because right after that we saved the
bird.
I saved the seagull.
I want to hear that story.
Blackhead seagull.
For anybody who doesn't know about me, I'm terrified of birds. So I would.
Hoya too.
We had King Relic.
I would have shout out Hoya. That's why me and Hoya get along.
We had King Relic.
I like birds.
King Relic was the king of the animals.
So tell me about the seagull situation.
We stopped at one.
It was like a
Arby's?
Fast food.
Arby's?
Fucking seagull was flying with a plastic bag. We thought it was on his leg.
It was wrapped around his back.
He came close and it was wrapped around his back. Like, oh, wow. Fuck, can we get this guy down?
I was trying to give him a fry or something. I'll tell you what I did. He was up there outside. I said, he's up there. Yeah. I said, let's go. I'm on the same seagull. And these niggas are like, Joe, it's something. That's all you say. So him and Joe eating. I walk outside, and all of a sudden, I look. He's on a thing. I said, he's on a lamppost. And I'm like, I go, Relic. Oh, I'm gonna lure him down with fries.
Wow.
He goes, I'll be at work. I said, watch what I do. So I went like this. I go, they're up there. All of a sudden, he comes out. He's like, put the thing, the plastics on them. He's like this. And all of a sudden, I go, oh shit, I go, Relic, go around him. So Relic, who loves a really good ass, he went around, and I went this, like this, I go, hey, come here, go, right? And he went this, he went, get him out, he grabbed him from behind. Then the second he grabbed him, the nigga bit him, he's the seagull, and I was like, oh, he's, so I was like,
and that, they listen, bought, yeah.
He's beautiful, he's black head, and open mother, it was like, orange red. So I grab his, I go, yo, nigga, chill, like this. He went like this. He's like,
he gave him the fry.
No! I was like, chill. Yeah, he's good. I said, I'm going to try to help you. He's like this. Yeah. And I was like, yo, and I moved it again. We moved the plastic. I take the plastic. No, here's one more. He's like,
never
no.
Fear.
He's
the
like,
fry is there.
He looked at me. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm trying to save you. He's like,
Yeah,
but you gave me a ride. I gave a ride. Calm down. Yo, anyway, this, we grab it, we do it out, and we did that.
That's amazing.
Yo, save the fucking
animals. I gotta say, man, you're a better person than me because as much as I love all animals, I would not have fucking no seagull.
Before that, found Thorns was a tour, and we carried it, and they just tore a gopher tortoise from Florida to the Carolinas. We brought it. And we saved it. Niggas were like, what? Yo, we had this thing. We had this.
Yo, that's your children's book. Danny saves the tortoise. Yeah. That's the book. Whoever can help me make Danny Save the Tortoise, we got it.
Danny Saves the Seagull.
Danny Saves the Seagull. That's the sequel. There you go. Before we go further into the tour, there was one other thing I wanted to plug that you got coming out is the toy that we saw the first mold from our boy Dollar Slice Bootlegs on a shop.
That's my shout out to Dollar Slice Bootlegs.
Dollar Slice Bootlegs was actually one of our first viewers. I remember we talked about him. So it was so cool. The mold for that figure looks insane. I have a
Aaron Martin did it too.
Yeah, it looks sick. So I'm really excited that that's finally like coming together. So I just want to shout that out. I meant to
also
that in the beginning.
We're doing a
No, I was just thinking. I was waiting to see what you were going to surprise me with.
I
was anticipating the surprise.
Because
I was like, fuck, am I supposed to have made something or prepped something? Because
no,
I ain't got nothing.
I had to take this. Oh, we're going to do an art show in New York and LA.
Oh, dope. All right.
For my Danny Diablo figure.
For the figure, sick. Okay.
You know, I read that plus, and it's going to be my dollar bootleg.
Dollar slice bootleg, yep.
We have big ones, the medium ones, and small ones for sale.
That's sick.
And I'm going to have all my art, my canvases, and I'm also collaborating with MQTMS.
Dope. That's dope, yeah. I'm really excited. Like I said,
New York and LA.
Yeah, we'll have a picture of the mold and the design and the figure is sick. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's super sick, man. So, all right, let's jump back into
it. What is it?
DRP was not stopping. Is DRP known to be a violent guy, or is he just hanging with you too much?
He's almost like when a stepfather fights someone in the game, in the basketball game.
Yeah.
That kind of weird fucking fight.
Yeah.
It's like weird anger. But I'm just saying that DRP was gonna fight Jeremiah. DRP was gonna fight Joe Fano. DRP, who else?
So like basically when like the fucking Force 5 Records fighting game comes out, DRP's gonna be like
the Force 5 guys.
Damn, shout out to that thing, man. Well, listen, somebody's got to control.
He had two totally different tours.
Poor guy.
Was just like a
smooth sailing.
So let's talk about jumping into
Tick World, and we were opening too. So and we're playing with two legends.
Yeah, that lineup is insane. Let's talk about
crazy.
So we jump out of this craziness,
the insanity,
which is like you said to me, it's fitting for Scarhead. It's Scarhead, so it's on brand. It's
after midnight for the adults.
Yeah, it's
put the kids to bed.
This is the shit where you got to have the scrambler.
100%.
You know, put the kids to bed, and then we're doing
energy
drinks. Oh man! So you're home for what? A couple days, right?
And then two weeks.
Two weeks. You had a rough 2 weeks as we were going to try to record here. So before we jump back into the tour, tell me, because so
everybody knows
we were trying to record in between this. But go ahead, Daniel.
So, but the fucking day I played, they made me home. The last day we played is on Easter Sunday, right? That's when I show.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah. So I go out 2:00. I go back to my house. My girl doesn't answer the door because she was on Xanax. So I kicked the fucking door down.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yo, I got a tour tomorrow. Did you do anything? She's like, yeah, rough weekend.
Shout out,
Storm. So basically, I'm like, bitch, I gotta go. Oh, she's hitting me up right now. Yeah. It's out of it. But, so when she said, yo, let me hold on to you.
Did she just hit
you? No, outfit secured.
Oh, dope. No, that's great. Sorry, looks dope.
We're outfit secured. This is for the pride. Hold on. Shout out Storm. Just show me her a pride outfit.
Shout out.
She's gonna be this weekend. Her and all the girls. Licking it up, whatever they do. she's gonna be like, fuck you, nigga.
All right, so you gotta kick down the door now.
Yeah. Oh.
You gotta kick down the door now. And then you get your stuff or you don't get it? You finally get it?
Oh, kick the door down! My fucking dog! She goes like this.
That's right! Oh, fuck,
great! She goes, oh, in the morning! Oh, the dog! Is that the weird? I mean, I just get home.
Shout out Godzilla.
So Godzilla is like,
yeah, that's right.
I'm like, yo, this dog, don't cry.
Something's wrong.
He can't hold me. I'm like, I say, he was bloated. Fuck, I said, what the hell? He goes, well, he ate a ham bone, a cooked ham bone. I was like, what?
And now it's broke. I mean, there's a no.
So it got lodged in his fucking shit. So he was fucked up. So basically, I had no seat. I had to bring to the emergency room. And they're like, let's do surgery. Now I have fucking vest. I take all your fucking money. Let's do surgery. I need that. I'm like, right. No. I said, a few days. And I waited out and he passed it. Thank God.
Thank God.
But it cost me fucking every time I went there. There's three or four times I went there. So every time I was there, I paid like $500 to $600. But the surgery would have been $9,000 something. And I was paying everyone in the New York hardcore community, the graffiti community, the underground community, the community that we live in, music, culture, everything. You know, New York hardcore and graffiti, and my fans and friends, right? Everyone donated. And we made the money. We made money in two days. And we gave back the money. So I hope all you guys got your money. Everyone, we gave it back. We had to wait 3 weeks. People were like, I'm trying to give back the money. I was like, yo, you want me? Do I let know I'm doing the bank shit?
Well, and listen,
stop it.
The other thing people don't know is how these big sites work. That it's the process.
Yeah,
they got a client. It's not like a credit card.
Transfer,
and if you pay with a credit card, it takes a couple days on their end, you know. But again, shout out to everybody who supported that.
But thank you. You all got your money back. Check your accounts. And yeah. I felt good that you give me, because I know a lot of people, when they say, my dog, whatever, and they'll say, oh, my dog died. And how about my money back, dude?
Shout out to you for doing the right thing.
I did the right thing. That's right.
Really
my girl, some people are like, what are you doing? My girl's trying to talk to me. Listen, we're giving the money back. She's like, yeah, but people are asking, was he welcome?
Let him in. Well,
yeah, but she felt bad. She's like, I'm like, babe, like, when they get the money, all of them feel like, oh, shit, duh.
Yeah, right? Dog.
Because the people won't do what we did.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I can use $10,000 right now. I would bought my girl the titties.
Who could? Right? So,
all right. Right, think about it. Like, $10,000.
I agree.
No, my girl, that's what she's talking about. $10,000. So
that's the magic number we got to get from somewhere.
Yo, I'm going to go fuck you, my girl, sis.
So we jump right in. Let's jump right
Everyone,
in.
Everyone, go fuck me.
Let's jump right into. You guys now get to go on, like, a much more major tour.
We
have to show up on time.
We're like Rush.
And now this tour too has been just everybody who knows and listen. This was supposed to happen before the pandemic and shit.
COVID.
Shout out to everybody for keeping the lineup together, because that's fucking awesome that it happened.
Shout out to everybody.
I want to ask you guys.
Yeah, Lawrence is storm for me. Lawrence Custers.
I want to ask you guys as a I guess as a fan of the music and. What? How awesome was it playing with, Scarhead? I mean, Sick of It All and AF every night. Is that?
Legends.
Our first tour in '95 going to Europe was
almost 30 years ago.
With
Madball, so it was cool to tour.
With Benny Stigman.
That's awesome.
I my first tour.
Yeah, you guys had some really great pictures, man. So,
having Gallo and Roger on the tour.
Gallo.
Yeah, shout out Gallo.
Craig's in
arms. Shout out Craig.
Craig ahead.
Queens.
Like I said, like I was. I was jealous, like, wow, because you can just tell, even outside of just playing with the bands, right, just the camaraderie amongst all of you guys, and then getting to hang out, because that doesn't happen for most, everybody's always trying to do
their things. They still think I'm a little kid.
Well, and it's so funny, because it's like, again, just watching that whole thing and getting to watch you guys be on that tour and open and shit was awesome. So, on that run, what was your favorite show? I want to know,
there was a few favorite
great shows.
Chicago.
Because a lot of people have never gotten to see Crown of Thorns ever.
No, people came out.
So I would imagine, that's their first time ever.
Pulled my fucking calf, dude, just popped it.
Yeah.
That's probably the first time a lot of people got to see Crown of Thorns, right?
So people on the Masquerade, the new Masquerade in Atlanta.
Yeah.
People were like, one dude from Jackson Heights, where I grew up, he's a wrestler now.
Oh,
so he's
awesome.
Like, yo, come on, wrestle. I'm like, oh, shit. He goes, I remember you from C-Town. So this guy grew up. I never knew him, but we knew each other from the other neighborhood.
Yeah.
And my boy Alex, he's playing Vietnam, the dying passed away. His brother was there. He goes, yo, I'm Alex's brother. Who are you? And he's like, oh, Alex from Florida.
No, shout
and
out.
He looked exactly like his brother. And I hugged him.
That's
it was
dope.
So good. Hug. I never met him because I always met. He goes, I live by every time. But I hugged him. He's like, oh, yo, you look exactly like your brother. So I was like crying, seeing people in my own neighborhood, people, it was cool.
That is cool.
Bumping into people and be like, hey, remember this, that, that. And also, A lot of people gave us a lot of acid. I did a lot of acid on that tour.
You love acid. That's
I did not hit acid.
Shout out to Axe to Grind when we were supposed to do it together and you had acid and it never went, but I went. Covered for both of us. So lucky for you. Yeah, you got
Shout out to mushrooms.
Yeah, I mean with Debbie, like I'm definitely more of a mushroom
shout
guy.
Out to mushrooms.
Totally
different vibe.
So
we had them in Pittsburgh. Shout out Pittsburgh. Shout out for the pizza too in Pittsburgh. Dope pizza. Red squares. Pizza in Pittsburgh. Shout out Steelers.
Had
a pizza. Oh yeah, that was a nice place. That was nice. Yeah.
Shout
that
was out Pittsburgh.
It was like cut
great show.
So that tour was super successful for you guys.
Yo,
obviously,
March. Way
less stressful than.
It was a different vibe.
I could have Scarhead with Fatal in a band, hope with other people. They'd be like, that's dick. So that's why, like, you know. But it's like, yo, listen, we have the dopest merch. Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com.
Yep.
And get some merch, right? We got the new New York Hulk streetwear. Crucify skinhead shirt.
You got to bring back the streetwear shirt. Everybody's asking. The old school, just redo it a little bit. So before we wrap up, just keeping it real.
What else we do?
Real quick. Jimmy, I want to know, I want to ask Timmy what he's working on too a little bit. Just go to
the
because Timmy's got a lot of projects. Timmy, what have you been working on musically and stuff? Anything going on?
We just dropped the new Scarhead record, Generators and Vibes.
Which we've plugged.
Super,
talk about you guys'
just
videos.
We just did a brand new video.
I was going to
say.
Lars
Freeze.
Yeah, it's called the song is called Destruction.
Awesome.
Scarhead's new EP out called Generators of Violence.
Static Era is doing the cassette. It's coming out. It'll be out before the end of the summer.
Static Era's doing the cassette. Generation
CD's
Records.
CD's out on Force 5.
Right? Going to Game Gamble.
Streaming everywhere.
Streaming everywhere. But the vinyl and the cassette and the CD have extra song, which I do Love on the Rock.
Sick, yeah.
It's a sick song. But listen, what's it, Scarhead, what's the scene about this?
We got a show coming up too. This is awesome.
New video. Destruction.
H2O. Can't wait for that.
The video, and then you guys are doing This Is Hardcore.
Yeah,
so shout out Joe Hardcore. Amazing lineup this year.
Every year.
Yeah, every year. But this year is dope.
Shout out to Lars Thunderson from Rancid, who is featured on the song Destruction, the new Scarhead video, which is dropped up 4th of July.
Sick.
We're going to this is hardcore.
Thursday.
But
something's cooking.
Pull the ladies in the mix. That's all you got.
Oh,
you got Satan in the mix?
All right.
Beware.
Satan, how to Krishna.
Beware.
We're going to be doing some stuff. We're doing new music, guys. You heard it first.
That's your
podcast.
All right. So, yo, everybody.
That's what we've got to set
everything on. Awesome. Yo, everybody, Dimmy, where can everybody find you on Instagram? Let them know.
Dimrock 11.
So, Dimrock 11.
Oh, hold on. Right.
Dimrock 11. Bam.
Instagram.
Don Caprio is doing a new movie. I can't really say the name because he thinks someone's stealing. But it's a horror movie with Louis Lombardi, Don Caprio, and me.
Awesome.
And I'm also a new series called Crash the System, directed by Kamal from the Jerky Boys.
So everybody, thank you so much. We're gonna get back on schedule.
Scarhead documentary coming out soon.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Are we gonna get back on schedule with recording episodes?
Yes. Oh, the next one is my boy Tim from VOD.
Yep, so we're gonna have Tim on. So I just wanna thank everybody. Keep subscribing. Dimmy, thank you for huge shout out to Dimmy for coming down, and not only that, coming down to Connecticut and have the guys on and making an episode for everybody. This will be out very soon. Shout out to everybody on live. Shout out to Pineapple. We'll see you guys soon, please.
The world is mine. 4-5, baby. Yeah. Rapping the trapping. Sipping Vino. Diablo's back.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.